The state legislature has tried each of the last 2 years to pass legislation to allow fracking. The bill approved in the state Senate last week would allow the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to issue permits starting July 1st, 2015. Mecklenburg County Republican Bob Rucho sponsored the measure. He says it's important to energy companies that the state set a timeline.
What this does is it establishes a date certain so that many of the businesses or industries that are looking to come to North Carolina will know how to plan for the future.
Environmental groups are opposed to the practice. They say the chemicals companies use in fracking can contaminate groundwater, and they warn the bill could allow fracking to start before state rules are formally in place, although they acknowledge the proposed rules are among the most stringent in the country. But Jesse Coleman of Greenpeace says the rules wouldn't require companies to publicly disclose the chemicals in their fracking fluid.
If a company decides that it's important to their business to keep a chemical secret, whether or not it's harmful, they can just keep that chemical secret.
North Carolina established a Mining and Energy Commission in 2012 to set up rules for fracking. The panel has come up with 120 that will come up for public comment later this year. Commission Chair Jim Womack says it won't take until next July to formally put the rules in place. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.